A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch March 9, 2023. Linda Sarsour, Rashida Tlaib headline Harvard's Arab Conference. Former Women's March leader Linda Sarsour and Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMI, spoke at the Arab Conference at that took place Harvard University March 3-5. Jewish Insider, G, reported that Sarsour, who gave the keynote address on March 5, declared, "I'm not afraid of Zionists in America. I'm not afraid of people trying to silence me, because nothing that I experience here in the United States, not cancellation, not a headline in this country, is ever going to be anything compared to what our people experience under siege and under military occupation." Tlaib said during a panel that pro-Palestinian students should combat efforts from pro-Israel students who try to bully and silence them. G's report noted that many speakers at the conference lauded Harvard students for their pro-Palestinian activism, and urged them to further support the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement. It is laudable that Arab students gathered at Harvard to celebrate their culture and discuss social change, the American Jewish Committee tweeted. Speakers at the Arab conference at Harvard who demonized pro-Israel students undermined the conference's goal to create a world of prosperity and dignity for all. Connecticut College president under fire for planned fundraiser at golf club with past of excluding Jews, blacks. Connecticut College President Catherine Bergeron is facing calls from Jewish students to resign after they learned that she was planning to attend a fundraiser at a Florida golf club with a reported history of barring Jews and blacks from the club. Jewish Telegraphic Agency, JTA, reported that the fundraiser was going to be held at the Everglades Club in Palm Beach. The school's Dean of Institutional Equity and Inclusion had resigned in February after Bergeron ignored his suggestion to cancel the fundraiser. Bergeron then subsequently canceled the fundraiser and issued an apology. But students, who were already upset at Bergeron for, in their view, not providing enough resources for ethnic studies and diversity programs, viewed the fundraiser as the final straw. A spokesperson for the college told JTA that they plan to have a third party look into workplace-related concerns, and promised to provide more resources for what JTA described as diversity-focused efforts. The New Times Broward Palm Beach reported in 2009 that, for decades, the club was known for excluding black and Jewish members, like singer Sammy Davis Jr., who was both black and Jewish. The club officials told the Palm Beach Post in 2019, "We do not discriminate." Anti-Israel group to hold event at CUNY. The Samadun. Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network is holding an event at the City University of New York's, CUNY, Proshansky Auditorium on March 9. The event, The People's Hearing on Racism and Repression, an event, make connections with liberation struggles in Palestine, Puerto Rico, Philippines, Haiti and elsewhere. Among those participating include Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, chapters at CUNY and Columbia University. Nurdin Kazwani, who has called for Israel to be wiped off the map, will be speaking at the event. Samadun was designated as a terror organization by the Israeli government in 2021 over alleged ties to the Popular Front to the Liberation of Palestine. Samadun has called the designation a means to suppress Palestinian organizing. Brandeis, Patriots owners nonprofit announced collaboration in fighting anti-Semitism. Brandeis University and the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, headed by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, announced a collaboration to fight against anti-Semitism on March 2. The rise of anti-Semitism and hate targeting Jews across the country is a threat to the Jewish community's survival and needs strong leadership to combat, Kraft said in a statement, per the Allgemeiner. Through our Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism, we are working to find innovative ways to educate and empower Jews and non-Jews to stand up to Jewish hate. Brandeis is the right partner for this important work. University President Ronald D. Leibowitz also said in a statement that the partnership will include a comprehensive approach to educate students, convene leaders in higher and K-12 education, and train future Jewish communal professionals about the impact of this millennia-old scourge. Yeshiva University, Yad Vashem announced partnership on Holocaust education. Yeshiva University, YU, and Yad Vashem announced on March 6 that they have formed a partnership in using Holocaust education to combat anti-Semitism, the Jerusalem Post reported. The partnership includes a collaboration on teacher training, forming curriculums and planning events. Yad Vashem chairman Donny Dayan said in a statement, "This agreement with Yeshiva University provides the next generation of educators with the necessary tools and materials to address the topic of the Holocaust and engage young scholars in the need for further research into its multifaceted nature and relevance today." Yad Vashem hopes that this agreement with you will continue to open opportunities in higher education in the United States and all over the world.